Yeah, you called, bro. I just got you on speaker. Did you call, man? That's what I'm asking you. So, are you doing the forecast or not, man? Yes, are you doing the forecast? We're waiting on you, man. Okay, why are you not online now then? Okay, so don't it make sense just to keep your shit online until everyone else get on there? I mean, that's what, you know.
That's what I do every week.
I mean, we just waiting on you, dog. We just want to know if you was coming, man. See. Oh, okay, well, all right, man. It's cool. I didn't mean to disturb you, sir. I'm sorry. I'll watch The Throne next time. I don't know. I mean, I just asked where you was, man. You just blew up.
He going the fuck out.
Okay. All right, man. I'm sorry. My mistake, sir. I got the wrong... I called the wrong person. I'm sorry.
This nigga is going off.
Hey, man, just get online, man. No, I'm not recording you, man. And ain't nothing wrong with me, Jack. Man, I'm chilling. No, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just... I'm chilling, man. I mean, hey, man, I just see you online, man. Hey, go.
Oh, shit.
All right, man. I'm good, man. I'm just saying. All right, man. See what I said, man. Hey, these. He says, "What's wrong with you?" I'm like, "Man, what you mean?"
Oh shit! I needed that, and that is so pregame. Matter of fact, let me cut the recording off now because I'm pregaming that shit. That is definitely the pre-show for this motherfucker.
NappyAfro.com.
Oh yeah, why oh you? Oh yeah, why oh you? Oh yeah, why oh you? Oh yeah, if you like big titties.
What it do, folks? This is episode 32 of the Frocast. I'm your man Saw Wright, sitting in with the homies. We got B Easy checking in. What's up, B?
What's up, man? Mike Awesome Fat Chit Thriller, aka Young Barry White.
You had to slow down to say it.
Yeah.
And on the other side, returning from his first missed show in a while, King Germ. Say what's up, dog.
Hey, what's going on, people? This your boy King Germ. No AKAs this week. I had a whole week to think of one. Couldn't think of one. Sorry.
This nigga, that's it. That's all the energy you gonna bring us this week?
I mean, just for my AKA thing, man. I'm disappointed that I couldn't bring a nice little zinger right off the back, saying that I wasn't here last week, and you know the show kind of suffered. I heard the technical difficulties, and you know I'm sorry, people. I let y'all down last week. Sorry,
but I'm back. Do you want to give my explanation as to why you weren't here, sir? Since you know the show suffered without you.
The reason why I wasn't here is because Saul Wright likes the Miami Heat, and he wants to watch the game. And, you know, after the game goes off, it's like midnight. And I'm asleep.
Oh, okay. Did you agree to that time before? I'm just checking.
Dude. I tried to stay up.
Okay. All right. So it's actually just because your old ass fell asleep.
Luckily, the game went into overtime, and I was just like, you know what? I ain't no more good. And I woke up like 2, 3 in the morning, and I was like, oh, shoot. Oops, saw an email from them. Oh, I guess they didn't record the show. Wake up the next morning, Frocast up, and I said, oh, these guys did the Frocast without me. All right. And you know, so that's what you have, man. So
people, there you go, folks. This nigga no call, no show for the goddamn show. That's what happens.
Hey, man. And like I said,
like
it's whatever, man. It's
like
over.
We told y'all last week, it's time for sports. We're talking about sports and more sports, you motherfuckers. So if you don't like our nigga ESPN episodes, yeah, you might want to holler at us next week. But this week, we're talking about sports, and we're kicking it off with the NBA playoffs, starting with the West Coast Finals, the Spurs against the Thunder. What are our thoughts here? What do we predict? What are our thoughts on the series? Let's talk about this shit real quick. Be easy.
Right. You know, I thought the Spurs really just had the first two games, but so far it's all been home field advantage, been paying. OKC can win it, but they're gonna have to win one in San Antonio. They're gonna have to win one in San Antonio. You know, I know David Stern. I always hear David Stern hates when San Antonio gets to the Western Conference Finals because a lot of people just don't watch them. But I still think the Spurs gonna pull it off though. Damn. And I think Spurs gonna win it. Everything. But, you know.
Jer?
Well, you know, like I share the same sentiment. I feel that if the road team has to win one, and whoever the first road team to win a game will win the series, because that's just I feel like all the teams just feel like they have to defend the home court, and which you have to win one on the road. And first road team to win will win the series. I'm pulling for the Thunder because I share the same pain that David Stern has when the Spurs play, because I don't watch. You know, it's pain to me to watch them against the Thunder. I mean, because it's like, one, it's basketball, and two, it's the Western Coast, you know, Western Conference Finals. So I want to see, you know, who's going to win, but I'm just hoping it's not the Spurs. I mean, even though Tony Parker, Ginobili, they're playing some great ball, but it's just, you know, I just don't want to see them play. There's no frills. There's nothing. Their colors is black and silver. And white. It's just, you know, it's just drab. I mean, all the way around. I mean, I just, yeah. Sorry.
What about, speaking of Tony Parker, man, what about MVP? He's been getting called MVP a lot this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, again,
he's balling.
Yeah, he's still fast as shit, though, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's what I said, man. I mean, Jay-Z and Kanye West could have benefited by having him in the video. That's all I'm saying.
Also, too, OKC crazy at home. That's the guy be the most loudest place when they play home. Crazy.
Nah, second loudest.
Who first loudest?
Golden State.
No.
I'm telling you, man, Golden State got the dog. You can Google it, man. Best fans in the NBA, dog.
Hold on. First of all, you can't say best fans and like Google that shit. That's all.
No, it's opinion. Not. This
first of all, they moving too. You know that, right?
No, they're not.
They're moving their arena, yes.
Are they going to move the whole arena? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Well, I'm sorry. They're moving arenas. I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought moving.
Well, I mean, moving where? It's still in Golden. I mean,
I want to say they moving to San Francisco. Is it Oakland, San Francisco? Yeah, San Francisco. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's still the Bay Area, man. It's still
where they came from, anyway. I believe.
Exactly, yeah. Man. That place they play is a shithole, man.
I feel like OKC got better fans.
Man, they ain't had fans but for five, six years, man.
Also, too, they got better fans because they win.
Yeah. Everybody's fans show up. When they win, all these arenas is packed out.
Exactly.
All these arenas is packed out. But when them motherfuckers in OKC was Seattle, when they first got to OKC, they wasn't repping like that.
I don't know, man. I think OKC just love basketball. I think when they had Charlotte, they just love basketball. I think they were because they was
past never Charlotte. Had Charlotte.
I'm sorry, not Charlotte. They had New Orleans Hornets. You're not thinking about Charlotte Hornets, New Orleans Hornets. I'm sorry. When they had the Hornets,
man, OKC better? Is when they had like, the Hornets, just like Compton. That's a rough ass city. I think they were just happy to have something to do.
Yeah, I mean, what is that? What else is there to do in Oklahoma City?
Nigga, I drove through Oklahoma City and I was like, this look like a big ass trailer park. The whole city.
You start locking your door.
Nigga, I locked the locks. I locked the door and put a motherfucking deadbolt on the lock. This shit crazy. Mm. It's hard as shit out there, but I don't know. I still think Oklahoma City gonna pull this out. I didn't at first, but I feel like they got the Spurs figured out. And that last game, the way Durant caught fire, that nigga looked like NBA Jams. So I don't know. I think they're gonna pull this one out. I don't want to see them play the Heat if the Heat get past Boston. But speaking of that series, what the fuck is going on?
Hold on. Before we go to that, I do got to ask y'all a question. Now on ESPN, it was an article talking about Tim Duncan was the best, should be listed in the best player of our generations, maybe even the best player of our generations. He just overlooked because he doesn't have a shoe deal, because he don't do commercials, because he does not outspoken. What do y'all think about that?
I think that Tim Duncan is not the best player of our generation. I mean, for all those reasons they name, is the reason why he's not the best. I mean, come on, all that makes the best, and he's not. No, you don't have a personality. Your game on the court is just strictly by the books. And no, Tim Duncan, I mean, you're not the best of our generation. Nobody's, oh, no, I don't know, 9 kids that want to say Tim Duncan, they want to play like Tim Duncan. And if they do, they probably lame, and I don't want them on my team anyway.
Do you think John Stockton is one of the best of that past generation? Because he's kind of the same player, right, as far as just straight by the book. But
John Stockton, you know, you was cut from a different cloth in those days. And, I mean, you know, he wouldn't be my first choice of point guard, but he's a good, solid point guard.
So you'd pick how many people over Tim Duncan to play forward / center?
Wow.
Other than Shaq.
I wouldn't pick Shaq.
You wouldn't pick Shaq over center?
No,
a young Shaq. I ain't talking about Shaq. That's it.
No,
Charles
Barkley. Talking about like my all-time team. Not having
Germ. Nah, ain't no way you picking that many people over Tim Duncan, who have carried more people to the championship than most anybody we've seen.
He came in winning.
Carrying different players. He always is the cog in those championship teams. Are you gonna take how many people over him?
I just said, man. I just wouldn't take. You know, not my first choice. Sorry.
And Shaq's not on your team either?
No, yeah, Shaq. Sorry.
Retarded.
Wow. This nigga's retarded.
Wow.
That makes no sense at all. So then, name your top five centers, nigga. That you've seen.
My top five centers?
Go back and get out.
He's going to say Wilt Chamberlain.
I did see Wilt play.
You saw Wilt play where? You saw ESPN Classic?
Will didn't stop playing until like the 80s, the early 80s.
When he was like fucking 2, he saw Will Chamberlain play.
Yeah, that shit don't count. Go ahead.
And he was a bum then.
Wilt, Kareem, Olajuwon, let's see who else. Getting thin. Yeah, that's about it. Thin.
You still got 2 more picks. I said top 5.
I got 2 more picks. Bill Russell and...
You didn't see Bill Russell play.
Oh, okay. Well,
and first of all, Wilt stopped playing in 1973.
Oh, okay. It's somewhere around there.
With the San Diego Conquistadors. You weren't born in 73, my nigga.
Not picking Shaq. I already hear that bullshit, dog.
I mean,
I think he
Pat Ewing.
Oh, whoa.
My God. You picking Patrick Ewing over Shaq?
Yes, I'm taking Pat Ewing over Shaq, son.
Wow. Well, he's not gonna pick.
Pat Ewing would have had a couple rings, man. Because
if it went for Jordan, right?
Yeah, if it went for Jordan, Pat Ewing would have had some rings, man. It's just like exactly.
One with the Cavs.
And because Shaq benefited because of having other people on his team, but having Kobe and D Wade for him having rings.
That's the reason why you won't say Shaq because of Kobe Bryant. That's the reason why you won't say Shaq because of Kobe Bryant because you like Kobe Bryant.
NBA
so much.
Is a team game. This is not one on one championships. So if you don't have a team, don't win shit. That's how it goes.
Okay,
that nigga got teammates. He can't win without his team.
If it wasn't for them other motherfuckers, if it wasn't for the point guard giving you the ball, you wouldn't have shit. What kind of shit is that?
He's like, yes. Like, yes, that is true.
This nigga.
Oh, it's
fine. So anyway, man, fuck what you're talking about. Let's get to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics versus the Heat. The Heat looked like they had it figured out at first, and now these niggas. Can we talk about disappearing acts? Can we talk about where the fuck is Dwayne Wade? Can we talk about, and Skip Bayless said it today. He said that basically, not Skip Bayless, it was I think it was Stephen A. Smith, said that LeBron is basically in Cleveland 2.0.
Hold up. Was 2 Chainz on there?
Yeah, 2 Chainz was on there.
And then he's like, and you got Skip Bayless wearing his chain.
Yeah, I don't understand 2 Chainz. I don't. Anyway, man.
I do like he didn't put on a suit at all. He just came like straight from the damn stage.
Old Navy hoodie or some shit. This nigga looked like a gay Robin Hood. It came out there.
But actually, since you are the Heat fan, better than all of us, I do want to hear what you got to say first.
I'm fucking dying. That's what that's what I'm fucking saying. I think Stephen A. Smith said it correctly. This is the Cavs 2.0. I made that comment a while back on Facebook, but you know, nobody on my Facebook. But yeah, it's the same thing outside of the Wade and Bosh. He's basically a less talented Cavs team. Because at least with Cleveland, he had players that could step up and have roles. These niggas are sorry and one-dimensional. And they got to play. You know, outside of Haslam stepping up, the rest of these cats is garbage. Battier may be the big four, and that's scary. Battier may be the best pick on the team outside of LeBron. He may be the best one stepping up. So, I'm dying.
What about Chalmers?
Chalmers has been good. I give you that. He's stepped up lately. He stepped up lately. Chalmers didn't catch fire to what, the last third of the season? Batty has been constant.
Yeah. Batty was hitting three. Hey, but supposedly Bosh is active, right? He's gonna be active. I think
Batty is well coached. You gotta understand, Batty is a well coached.
Hey, I agree. I have no
guy. Where is he from? Where is he from?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You're the Wikipedia guy. You look it up.
You know what college he went to.
I don't know.
But Bosh coming back tonight, if he plays, I don't know that that's going to help. Only because...
He needs to stay his punk ass out.
I honestly would like for him to stay out until the next series, but we need that shot.
Yeah, because he's going to Jameer Nelson his team.
Really?
We need that shot, man. Bosh is one of the best shooters outside. We need his shot. And them niggas we got up front playing like trash outside of, you know, Haslam stepping up. And why wasn't Haslam starting? They sat Haslam the last few games. I don't get it. When he had that monster game, he put up like 15 to 20 points or some shit and had double-digit boards. We was playing ball.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Do y'all think that we thought, that the world thought, I hate to say this, that Wayne Wade was better than what he actually was?
Of course.
Damn.
That's what happens when you play garbage teams and don't play defense in the finals. Niggas is like average, become above average. Like, for instance, Chauncey Billups. The finals against the Pistons and the Lakers that year, 04, when the Lakers were going for the four-peat, Chauncey Billups showed up. Gary Payton did not. The glove did not play a lick of defense that year. And, I mean, it made Chauncey Billups a household name. Also made Ben Wallace. Ben Wallace has always been garbage. Always been garbage. Always.
You remember Ben Wallace?
Carmelone out there looking garbage, and next thing you know, Ben Wallace got 15 points, 20 rebounds. Like, God damn, who is this Ben Wallace nigga? And it happens. And same thing. Dwayne Wade, Mavericks just stopped playing defense. I mean, they
You remember Ben Wallace was like the cover art, the cover athlete for like NBA Street, and then he left Detroit, and then he sucked ass.
Yes.
And he came back, and he was gone. He came back. I was like, no need to come back now. Everybody knows you suck now.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think Wade is good. I think that the injury hurt him. I think he's still playing hurt. And I don't know. The nigga needs to show up. You know, it's bad decision-making, and it's bad coaching. Spoelstra is the worst coach in the league outside of Mike Brown. That nigga's fucking horrible.
I mean, I hate Spoelstra. How can you coach LeBron and Dwayne Wade? It's impossible.
It doesn't matter. Even if you got Jesus Christ out there, you need to run plays. And that nigga don't run plays.
Exactly. They don't respect him because of who he is. The way Dwayne Wade talked to that man that game.
That's because he didn't run no plays. I bet you when they got back there, he was like, hey, Wade, we're going to get you the ball. Just work and make a shot. Wade, like, are you serious? Can we call a play? Call a play, nigga. And he was like, well, you know,
if I was a coach, I would have set his ass on the sideline for the rest of the damn game until he came and apologized. I'm like, you know what? I don't care if I lose the series and I get fired. You ain't going to show me up on TV like this, nigga. You going to sit your ass on the bench, nigga. And that's exactly where he would have been. And I would have called him nigga if I was supposed to. I'm going to sit your ass on the bench, nigga.
I put $1 million. And if he would have done that shit, Pat would have came out from the box and sit Spoelstra's ass on the bench.
Give me the clipboard.
And that's what would have happened, because I was like, look, you going to show me up, I'm going to show you up. And I still would have called him nigga. And now everybody's seen that.
Well, you see, it doesn't matter, because you see what happened to dude with Van Gundy and them in Orlando. The player wants you fired, you ain't possible. I do agree that Spoelstra will be fired. If they don't win championship, he's gonna be fired. He may be fired any fucking way, but he's gonna get fired.
He should be. That nigga is horrible. He's absolutely horrible, and all the mistakes they make and not setting any plays up lets you know that that nigga's garbage. And that's why the players
don't. So you really think Pat Riley can come and fix the ship? He can coach his team to another championship?
I think anybody can coach it. I could coach the Heat to a championship.
Mike Brown couldn't. Mike Brown couldn't coach his way through a damn tunnel.
That's why I said, he's the one exception I said at the beginning. I said outside of Mike Brown, Spoelstra's the worst coach in the NBA.
I hate to go back to Phil Jackson, but think of what Phil Jackson could do with just plays with LeBron and Wade. It'd be some cutting going on, pause. It'd be a lot of shit going on. But a good coach could run play like a motherfucker with Wade. Because, I mean, there's no way that you can get – that LeBron can get the double team every time he gets the ball. You know what I'm saying? And you can't have a play for that shit.
Yeah, I just think you got two people to play basically the same position, and it's not going to work. I think one of them got to go. Like, I mean, y'all basically doing the same thing. Like, you know, it just don't work well. You know, like when one of them sitting down, yeah, the other one's shining. But when they both in the game together, it's kind of weird.
I don't know. Something like that game before, two games ago, they were clicking.
Game two and game five of the last series, them niggas was on point.
Yeah, okay, but what about games 1, 2, 3,
that's
4,
That's
because
Wade was
6,
playing
and...
like shit. Wade is putting up like 5 points in
that's
the first
what I'm saying.
Half. That's so not because they're playing the same position. It's because that nigga's playing like shit.
Yeah, who was on Twitter giving props to Brian? Which one of y'all niggas?
What are you talking about giving props to?
No, I mean, somebody said Brian would have made that last shot.
Oh, that was me. I said that.
Yeah, LeBron actually played a good game until he fouled out. Actually, and they kind of shit, like, them last fouls he got was some bullshit-ass fouls when he got fouled out. But LeBron actually played the last, I know people keep saying that he keeps not showing up. But that last fourth quarter, he played his ass off.
The refs are really fucking like up I said, the LeBron. Series.
Yeah, them two fouls he got, like, back to back, it was fucking weird. I was like, what? What happened? And then he was automatically at 5-5 just like that. But I don't know. Like, it's a good series, though. Good game. Good series.
They're going to have to figure something out. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know that Bosh is the answer, but they need to figure something out. Something's got
to
be done.
If you hurt, he don't need to come back. If you hurt, because a hurt motherfucker sometimes, it will fuck your whole
How
team.
How hurt can you be? The nigga just tore his hymen. He just tore his hymen. I need him to man up and get in the fucking game. Seriously. That motherfucker Mike Miller. Did you see Mike Miller? He slipped the disc and left that motherfucker on the court. And he played.
Yeah.
His back was gone.
Yeah.
And that nigga played and was hitting shots. Mike Miller, I need you to slow down on taking the shots. Awesome. It's a little too often. This nigga's catch and shoot every fucking time he gets the ball. I need you to learn how to pass or something. I appreciate you hitting them jumpers, but nigga, you can't take that many jumpers. It's not your role.
You know, this is totally off subject, but we're talking about white boys who can shoot a little bit. And I know Jeremy used to love this guy. I thought JJ Redick. JJ Redick? I was going to talk about JJ Redick.
Oh, okay.
I thought JJ Redick was going to be one of the best shooters the NBA ever seen. What the fuck happened to him? Yeah, he's still in Orlando?
Stan Van Gundy happened to him. That's what happened. It's the reason why he got fired.
Because
I just
think that, like...
that's the reason why he got fired.
Yeah. JJ get good minutes. I mean, you know, but he just, like, Stan just didn't like him. Stan, he had a way of showing his players, like, you know, if I don't like you, you're not going to play. And
but what happened to these white boys who just stand in the corner and shoot? What happened to, like, Price, Kerr, Paxson, Elo?
They still have them. They have what's your guy name and what's his name start with a K? Kyle Korver. They still got him. Come on, man, just close.
Because I'm saying you need those players. You need those kind of players. It's all they fucking do is just shoot three.
The problem is that the way these motherfuckers recruit cats and scout cats, they don't look for one dimensional players no more. They don't look for that shit. You know, you got to be able to score. You got to be able to defend. And that's fine, but you're not going to do that on the NBA level when you're playing against a bunch of scrubs in JUCO or in Division I AA. You know, of course your defense looks great because most of these niggas is playing basketball while they're on a scholarship for school. So, yeah, your defense looks amazing.
But I don't like the Bulls, San Antonio. All of them had a lot of players that all they motherfuckers did was just shoot. Like, I'm just going to shoot. That's all I'm doing. Just get me in the corner. Like, think of me how many times San Antonio, when they won a championship, was just killing niggas. Some niggas was in the corner just waiting. From, what's that nigga name? For Sean Ellis?
Yeah.
to even
Ori. Yeah, but still, even then, they had a well-rounded team. So having those role players, it worked.
Sean Elliott.
Sean Elliott, I'm sorry. Tommy, yeah, sorry. Sean Elliott. Sorry with the bad knee. Bad knee. Like,
his defense was on point. They had players that fit the scheme of what they're going for. Now everybody wants to be a star. Everybody thinks they're Kevin Durant. That's why Westbrook and the rest of the team is having issues. When they go down hard because Westbrook is taking 90 shots and Durant is taking, since Westbrook is shooting so much, Durant stopped shooting. And then motherfuckers like Serge Ibaka is putting up. That nigga had a game out of his mind the other day. 11 for 11, but there's no reason to be taking that many shots.
Yeah. it's funny.
Unless they all putbacks.
Exactly.
Like, getting the rebound and going right back.
Whoa, it's good that you hot, but nigga, that's not what you do.
But, Kevin Durant didn't even know dude had 11 legs. He had what?
Exactly.
Well, that's great.
11 shots that Durant's not taking and Westbrook is not assisting on. They weren't 11 assists. That nigga was just pulling up.
Yeah.
And, I guess it's good if
you're hot. The problem.
Go ahead.
So is anybody ever gonna tell Westbrook that that's not his team, or they just gonna let it keep going? Like, cause in Westbrook's mind, everybody came to see him. You know that, right?
Well, he'll see when it's contract negotiation time. When they say, "Where's my offer at?" They're like, "Well, that's what we need to talk about." See, this guy out there, we got signed for 6 years, and we pay him like $19 million a year, and we only pay you $3 million a year, so you can't take as many shots as a $19 million guy.
Also, I think Westbrook is trying to match Tony Parker. You know what I'm saying? And it's not working out.
Well, I think he's got the talent to be better than Tony Parker.
He's very talented.
His decision making.
No, I'm saying, but in the game, like Tony Parker go down, hit a three. What Westbrook's gonna do now?
Yeah,
he's going down and shoot a three. Yeah,
that's why I say his decision making is horrible. But as far as his athletic ability, that nigga's a monster, man. I wish he would figure it out because I'd like to see him and Durant just keep winning,
When him and Durant is clicking, like when Durant come out there and he got 6'10 motherfuckers throwing alley-oops through his point guard.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But,
So who are y'all picking? Boston or the Heat? Has it changed any or y'all still? What are y'all thoughts?
Oh, man. See, this is just the problem I have. Okay. I hate Boston. I hate Boston as a city. As an entity, I hate Boston.
Record label staff is the crew.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, the reason why I don't pull for the Heat is not because of the Heat or the Heat fans. It's the new Heat fans, the bandwagon Heat fans that I hate. And so I don't want them to win either. So it's like, the East, I'm torn because, like I said, I really hate Boston, but I don't want Miami to win. So it's kind of like,
Damn.
Yeah. It's like, I'm in that same situation I was in the finals last year when the Heat and the Mavericks. So, as long as the Thunder win, I want to see the Thunder win at all. So, I'm just going Thunder.
Dang, I'm just going Thunder for everything.
Yeah, for everything.
He said the Thunder going to win the Eastern Conference Championship, too.
Yes.
Easy.
Yeah. I do kind of want LeBron to get the monkey off his back. You know what I'm saying? I kind of want him to just, just win so we can go to something else. Like, just win a title so we can go to something else. I don't think it's going to be this year.
But one's not enough, though.
He said he can win
7 and 8, though. That's LeBron said. So one ain't enough.
It wouldn't matter. He can win 7 and 8, but you still ain't win 8.
Well, I feel he win one. I think once you win one, it's easier to win against. I know some people never win another one, but I think it's easier to win another one. Like, if they can win with this team, they can win another one. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. They're doing all this shit, and Bosch has been out. You know what I'm saying? Like, they matching Boston, and they don't even got Bosch.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, so, it's making it look like Bosch is expendable.
I think with Bosch, they make whoop their ass, though. But then again, they lost all games all year. They lost 3-1 to Boston in the season. Is it 3-1 in the season?
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't really matter at this point, though. At the East, if I had put money on it, I'd say Boston.
I'm holding out for the Heat. You know how I do. I ain't got nothing against, the Celtics team. Although I think, Germ, what you're saying, it's a lot of new Celtics fans that came with their big three formation too. I'm just saying. But
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I hate anybody say they like the Celtics. I'm still, but just with the Heat fans, it's certain teams that I know you're a straight bandwagoner by just saying you like them. So, you know, so, and I made no bones about it. I am not a Laker fan. I am a Kobe fan. So, you know, I've never had a team in the NBA. I've always been a fan of the player. You know,
hold on. So you're saying if you don't know who Malik Sealy is and Glenn Rice, you're not a real Heat fan.
Exactly. And you mean Ronnie? And you mean Ronnie Seekley? That's what you meant. Ronnie Seekley. My bad. You said Malik Sealy.
Who Malik Sealy play for?
That nigga played for St. John's, nigga. I don't know who he played for.
I think he played for the Heat too, though.
I don't know.
Organization don't even know what that is. You meant Ronnie?
Yeah. No. I think Malik Sealy played for the Heat too. I know he's dead now, but I think he played for the Heat too.
You ain't have to throw it out there like that. Yeah.
Well, he's dead now. I know he's dead now.
The only reason why he know he dead because Jay-Z said something about him in a song, man. That's the reason why Easy know about Malik Sealy.
He said something about Malik Sealy in
his song? Yes, man.
What song was that?
Oh, God. He said something where they kill Malik or something Malik Sealy.
That wasn't about Malik Sealy.
Yes, it was.
I don't think it's about Malik Sealy.
Yeah, it was.
I do remember Glenn Rice with the box.
Yeah, you know Glenn Rice. Yeah, most definitely.
I do remember Glenn Rice with the box, though. So. I do remember that.
Yeah, I mean,
Glenn Rice hit Sarah Palin. Glenn Rice.
Yes, he did. Fuck Sarah Palin.
Yeah, you know, I've been on record. I came with LeBron, and I guess because I came with LeBron, like Germ, I became a Heat fan. But you know, as far as I'm concerned, since LeBron came in the league, I've been taking lumps. So if we win this championship, this is my championship too. I give a fuck. I've been defending this motherfucker on Facebook and on Twitter for his whole career. So I came with the decision. And, you know, I ride out for the Heat. You know, I hope they get this shit done. I don't know if they don't get it done this year. I don't think it's going to happen because them motherfuckers in Oklahoma City are not playing. That team is not a game.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we got to strike where the iron is hot. And this is as hot as it's going to get. Because next season, I don't know what they're going to do in the offseason to add more pieces. You know, it's not going to come through the draft. You only get two rounds for that shit. So, I don't know.
Now, what about Boston? Boston, I think this is probably Boston last year. Like being a force.
Where are they
going?
What I'm
saying? I don't know. I just think, they tried to trade Ray Allen.
They also tried to trade Rondo.
Yeah, they did try to. I'm saying, like, that something's going to happen. Somebody's going to bite on one of them trades. And, like, fucking, what's the dude name? Danny Ainge don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think that we need to stop. This is the problem I have with ESPN. We need to stop letting them dictate what teams do. ESPN influences a lot of teams. And they're basically saying this is the last hurrah. Like, this is the last run for the Celtics. Yeah. Like, damn, did Danny Ainge say that? Because if they win a championship, I don't see Ainge moving anybody.
Yeah, have you seen the NBA commercial form? It's like, an NBA official commercial had the Celtics in the huddle. Then it says people call them old. They call it experience. And they're walking out to the thing and it's the NBA playoffs. So it's kind of weird the NBA even had a commercial talking about how old the Boston Celtics
were. Yeah, but I mean, there's old it's and weird. Then there's disbanding your team. This isn't the Florida Marlins.
Yeah.
I don't see if they win, I don't see Danny Ainge just shipping them all off. Because if they tough it out, then there's no reason to move anything. You keep them motherfuckers and keep it moving. You got some young guys on the team that can play that'll eventually step up. But unless some niggas retire, they need to go out in the green and white. There's no reason to
Well, you know, Paul already said he's gonna retire as a Boston Celtics. I do think that that bench is thin as shit, and I think that them trades that they made prior to this year, from Perkins to Big Baby to letting Big Baby, it's like some shit like that didn't make sense because they had Perkins. This would be a whole different series.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. This would be a whole different series.
It would be, but then again, I guess would they be there? I don't know. Because Perkins had a different role. He had a little bit of a different role when he was in Boston. Same thing with Big Baby. They played a little bit different position. So, not position, but I mean a role in the team.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Either way, it's interesting to watch. I hope they all get this shit together and the Heat comes out on top. And then we got to play either one of the fucking teams. I tell you what, though. I do think the Heat have a better chance against the way the Spurs are playing now than they do against the way Oklahoma City's playing, period.
Put some nasty on it.
I mean, they came out with that shirt quick as fuck, didn't they? speaking of the NBA, and we talked a little. I mentioned the draft. Let's talk about the draft and slash conspiracy theories. They had the draft lottery the other day, right before the playoff game, and New Orleans wins the draft lottery.
Now, what a great year for New Orleans!
Yeah, in case you don't remember, they had their best players taken from the team. shipped out west. And then all of a sudden, you know, they have a shitty season, of course, because they just lost the nucleus of the team. And then they win the draft lottery. so, of course, you know,
NBA owned team.
Yeah, the NBA owned team, which now has a new owner, wins the NBA draft. Now, I mean, we see the shit on TV, so we got to think that there's not a conspiracy theory. But this shit show lines the fuck up.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, it's almost like they say, okay, you buy this team, guess what? If you buy this team, guess what? Guess what you're getting?
We'll make up for the shitty trade that we did last season. Didn't help out anything. We put money in the Clippers' pockets.
Yeah.
Because he should have been on the Lakers team, and I think we're looking at a whole different Western Conference Finals. If
LA. Hey, man. Who is that moving the microphone?
Sound like Didi.
Anyway, you done, sir?
Yeah, like I said, man, I was talking, but I mean, you just interrupted me.
Well, I'm saying I couldn't hear you because the microphone was moving. I'm sorry.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. It's just cold as hell in my house, man. But anyway, anyway, like just like when the Knicks got Ewing, Cleveland got LeBron. Yeah, of course, the fix is in, man. The fix is in.
But why would they?
San Antonio got Tim Duncan.
Yeah, but why would they pick New Orleans over Charlotte or New Jersey, or the
because it was an NBA owned team. I think it was an NBA owned team, and I think that they sold it, and then I think now it's like, okay, well, guess what you get if you buy this team. I think that's. I mean, listen, it may have not have happened because I'm not a big conspiracy.
I think it is.
But I mean, I can see why people are saying that. I mean, that's the first thing they say is like, what the fuck? Like, you know.
Yeah, it looked real fucked up. It does look real fucked up, but. I don't know. I think that this may cause Michael Jordan to say "fuck the world," and it,
I mean,
for real. Because damn, this pretty much. I mean, what should he trade half his roster for this first round pick?
For what? I mean, didn't do what? Then what? Have what? The number one pick with nobody? I mean, no, Michael Jordan. What you need to do is you need to quit. You need to find you a real GM, somebody to run that team, dog. And you just be the face of the franchise if that's what you want. But Michael Jordan is a garbage businessman, taking point the fucking Jordan sneakers. Ever since he took over Jordans, them shit's ugly as fuck.
Sales went up, though.
No, those on the Nike Jordans.
Are you talking about the Jumpman?
Are you talking about the Jordan team?
Jordan. He took over the Jordans on number 14s or 13s or 14s, something like that. And ever since then, the Jordans have been garbage. But when Nike was making the Jordans, they were fresh.
Oh, are you talking about the team Jordan shoe?
I'm talking about the Air Jordan, the Jordan. Yeah,
the salesman up though.
On what? The retros? On all the retros?
No, the new ones and the retros. Man. Sales been up all across the board. I'm just telling you, sales been up across the board.
According to two people, they stopped rocking the Jordans after number 14.
I get what you're saying, but you know the sales have been up. That's probably got to do with just Nike sales going up.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, nobody buys the new Jordans. Nobody knows what
they always sell out.
Man, they come buying them. Only people make five feet. It's some white guy that just buys something to shoes.
I'm just saying. You know, in Jordan, Jordan was like, okay, let's look at the sales figures. Oh, they up from last year. Okay, he thinks he winning it
because he keep releasing the old joints. That's why he think he winning. But see, that's not even his doing.
No, I get what you're saying about the retro joints. The retro joints do sell out, but I'm saying the new ones still sell out though, and they still do good sales. I'm just saying.
I don't know about that one, Easy. Maybe the Carmelo sale or the Dwayne Wade sale, but not the Jordans. Maybe the Gerald. What's that nigga name? The one to be jumping all over the place, Gerald. Maybe the Gerald Wallace sale. I don't know. The CP3s might move units, but I'm sure the Jordan. Nah.
So let's say, let's say that you get the Bobcats as your team. You're the GM. King Jern, what are your first three moves you make as a Bobcats owner?
Fire Michael Jordan as the GM. Done. Find me a head coach, because I don't know what who's the head coach, that black guy in it.
Was it Paul Silas?
Who was that? Paul Silas, you're out of here, son. Sorry, you're gone. So I'm getting rid of the coach, you're getting rid of Jordan, and I'm changing the name.
There you go.
Back to the Hornets.
Not back to the Hornets.
Back to the Hornets.
What, the Hornets ain't gonna change their name?
Hey, y'all gonna have to find your own name. Y'all gonna turn to the Jazz or something. Go back to the Jazz and make the Jazz change their name. But I'm changing my name back to the Hornets.
No, I think, first of all, don't give the job to Patrick Ewing, the head coach job to Patrick Ewing, and don't give it to Larry Brown.
Don't give it to Larry Brown. Why not?
I mean,
Larry Brown's 110 years old.
But he still gets results, nigga.
He's the best coach they ever had in their franchise.
Get results where? He's old as shit. No, what happens is that
he takes the team from losing like a motherfucker to being decent, and then they fire him.
And then he leaves.
They fire him, and then they hire somebody else to
carry
him.
He leaves a lot, too. Like I said, I wouldn't give it to old ass him, though. I guess I would change the name and the team logo. Of course, do that shit. And yeah, like everything Jerm said, except like I said, I would just get another GM. Now speaking of old white guys, I would get Jerry West if he's available. I would holler at Jerry West. Yeah, he's older than damn Larry Brown, but I don't know. But yeah, just same thing. Him fired. GM, new coach, and then change the logo name of the team. Not to the Hornets, though.
They already fired Silas, so you almost don't have to worry about
that. Yeah. Exactly. So, I know Patrick Ewing came for an interview. Larry Brown showed interest. And Jerry Sloan has showed interest. I would hire him.
Yeah.
Even Jerry Sloan, basketball isn't most exciting, but he gets results too.
Is anyone shocked that Phil Jackson hasn't been mentioned for that job?
They don't have no superstars for Phil Jackson.
Exactly.
So do you think Phil Jackson is all hype?
I mean, Phil Jackson don't like coaching.
He picking bombs.
Yeah. I mean.
Red Auerbach said that a long time. Red Auerbach, when Phil Jackson beat his thing, Red Auerbach was talking about he picks his shots. Like he
has no right to say anything. When he was coaching, it was only like fucking three teams.
I know, but I'm just saying.
And you had all the pick of the litter. Like, come on, dude. Like, really? Let's stop.
I'm just saying. I just remember him saying that. I think I'm surprised that his name ain't been brought about the Heat. Because I think he would go to the Heat.
It would be beautiful.
That's time I'm going to New York.
It would be beautiful with the Heat, but. Yeah, I don't know. I think if I got that job, first of all, Silas is already fired, so that wouldn't be a move I make. I wouldn't have to worry about that shit. I would get rid of Michael because this nigga's blowing it. I would trade my first pick and whatever player I have on that team and try and get the number one pick and get Davis. Because you ain't got shit else to lose.
Aren't you nervous about
the
bus?
Yes, you do. I mean, so you get.
You won nine games all season, right? Didn't they win 9 games the entire season? You're not going to win less than 9 with Davis.
I mean, he might not win more than 9 with Davis.
So you break even and you got a star in the future.
But you're giving away too much.
One pick?
I will say,
the second pick. So you swap picks and give up a player and you get Davis.
But think about it. Don't you think the first pick is really sometime up in the air? Because, yeah, you remember a while back ago, everybody was trading up to get Greg Oden? You remember that?
I remember somebody arguing against that. But
I lost that argument. I thought Greg Oden would be the next thing, and that nigga's made. I know he's made out of glass. Somebody told me. By the way, his bones are made out of glass. I would say, you know what? Wait, he's Mr. Glass.
Right.
From Unbreakable. If I would known that shit, I wouldn't have picked him. But I remember everybody trade up trying to get Greg Oden. I think I would just whoever. Who's gonna be who's the second best player as opposed to coming out? I don't even know.
Somebody, the next nigga on Kentucky team.
The whole fucking starting five went pro. But I would go ahead and make that trade and pick up Davis. And you're not losing shit. And you can either have him play the small forward, the power forward, or convert his ass back to guard if you get the right coach. And of course, I agree with y'all. Definitely changing the name, and you gotta re-identify that team. That shit is horrible.
So Thomas Robinson from Kansas.
Robinson. Number zero or something.
Yeah, exactly. 6'8", 240, power forward.
Yeah, he a beast.
So I mean, that's probably the second pick. That ain't a bad.
I'm not
pick.
Picking him for Davis.
I mean,
he's not a shot though.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade up that much for Davis though, because they don't got shit as it. I get your point though, because they ain't got shit as
right.
It.
It's one pick. Yeah, we're talking about moving up one pick. We're not moving from 10th to first. We're moving from second to first. So you can swap those.
And
picks.
I'm like, if I'm the Hornets, I'm like, I don't want anybody from your squad, so no deal.
Well, yeah, we're not talking about how advantageous this is for the. for the Hornets. We're just talking about what you would offer to do as a GM for the Bobcats.
Man, yeah. I want nobody from your team. Nobody.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want nobody. I'm like, yeah, you can't have my number one pick. You're not giving me nothing. I'm
giving you the number two pick.
Ooh.
I'm looking at the Hornets team right now. Yeah, it's...
They're bad.
The Hornets want somebody too, man. The Hornets need somebody too.
Yeah, you know? they looking like we trying to come up too, nigga. Like, damn. David West gone. CP3 gone. Tyson Chandler gone. Like, all our players gone. Like,
it might have to be a package deal. Yeah. You give up that first spot and give up, like, an old ass Corey Maggette, who's a veteran. You give up a Jamario Boone.
And next year's
second number two pick. But you got Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
I forgot he was still in the league.
That's another guy.
You know, you got some pieces that you could trade away some of these motherfuckers and move up one spot to get Davis. Is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, they're not giving up that. I'm surprised they didn't have the jerseys already made up. You know what I'm saying? You know how they come out with the jerseys already made up. I'm surprised they didn't have the jerseys already made up.
Yeah, it's a rough one, but good luck, niggas. You missed out on the draft. Motherfuckers. Let's get to the NFL, where already after the draft, a few players are not panning out. And you know, I'm kind of smiling at some of these motherfucking picks. Michael Floyd, wide receiver picked by the Arizona Cardinals, number 13 pick, has not taken a single snap with the first team offense. Now, this nigga was rumored to go as high as number, what was it? I think he was supposed to go in the top four. Like, maybe he was the number two receiver after Blackman, but he was supposed to go really high. About to say, John?
Didn't he go to Notre Dame?
Yeah, and I hate that school, so...
And I'm wondering why Notre Dame has a wide receiver going that high. They don't. I mean, like Notre Dame, like really?
If I'm right about he's not the fastest motherfucker either. So he's just
like, all I would say is Notre. I don't look for my receivers at Notre Dame. That's all I'm saying. I mean,
that's
your school, B's is the resident Notre Dame fighting Irish fan. Yes, be easy. The pro-black militant got a poster of the dude from the Olympics on his fucking wall. That guy. That guy.
Yeah, I posted that guy. Anyway, the no.
He's a fighting Irish fan.
It's been since like 2004, nigga, since I was a Notre Dame fan. I broke up with them, man. I don't fuck with Notre Dame no more for a long time. But go
Are
ahead,
y'all surprised that this motherfucker is not, you know... Because, I mean, this is the pick that Larry Fitzgerald fought for. This is the dude he wanted. Are y'all shocked that they haven't put him in a first-team rotation yet?
Well, you don't think that was kind of always shaky to me anyway, right, though? It was like, well, what? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of one thing, like, no. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you hear some picks, you'd be like, that doesn't make sense, but okay.
Nah.
Maybe I didn't see him play.
Yeah, they definitely needed some receiver help to free up Fitzgerald a bit. I mean, Fitzgerald still put up 1,000 yards last season, or close to, with no second receiver and a quarterback position that's bullshit. So he should be starting by now. But for whatever reason, they don't even have him take a snap yet. Morris Claiborne, cornerback, Dallas Cowboys, who moved up like thieves in the night to pick him at the number six spot, is injured, and he probably won't even show up for practice until late July. I don't know. We don't have any Cowboys fans on this motherfucker. But, From what I heard, he was supposed to be the reason that they were going to be able to move some of their other quarterbacks.
Yeah. So he was supposed to be the savior in the second.
Yeah. So much for Jerry Jones. His goddamn window is closing theory. Sound like he closed that motherfucker himself.
Cowboys are the most consistently overrated football team in all of football. I mean, I don't understand. Like, I mean, their defense. Everything is overrated by the Cowboys, but it's always news whenever it's a Cowboy. But go ahead with more of a bust.
Hey, but you know, whenever they do get a decent team in there that's gonna win, it's gonna be crazy. You know that, right? I mean, they're gonna be everywhere again. It's gonna be crazy. But Cowboys do consistently suck.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And they have some of the most obnoxious fans out there. Like, Oh my gosh, Cowboy fans are the worst. I'm sorry. Gotta agree. It's like New York team fans, then Cowboy fans. They're right there. They're fighting neck and neck. And Boston fans. Oh my gosh. Ugh.
Yeah, because first of all, they're always kind of upset. It feel like a girl. It feel like a dude that's girl cheating on him, but he don't want to talk about it.
Well, nah, it makes a bad, like, you have no vested interest, like, but you talk bad to them just because their team lost. Like, Cowboys garbage. But you make sure you go out your way to make sure the Cowboys fans know that they lost. Y'all suck. I mean, it's just like you have to talk shit to Cowboy fans because they are the worst. Like, when they winning, they let you know it. They walk around with their America's Team shirts and all that garbage. Oh, my gosh, I hate Cowboys.
Yeah, it's
but I do like that that Jerry Jones made them America's team for no fucking reason.
That you ever know that? Like, before him.
No, I'm saying America's team. America's team. When I was growing up, I thought America's team was whoever won the damn championship, the Super Bowl.
Oh no, it's always been the Cowboys, man.
That's why I would thought. My bad. I thought America would be like, hey, you know.
No.
That's what I thought. I heard that before, but I may be wrong.
Nah, it was just like only a few teams had coverage back in the day, and it was the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Redskins. Basically, them was like the only three teams that you saw on TV. You know what I'm saying? And so that's how the Cowboys became America's team. You know, even though they were terrible, you know, Thanksgiving is always the Cowboys and Lions tradition they play. You know, so, I mean, that's just how it's always been that way, man.
I mean, but I don't know. To me, first, I mean, because I've heard Atlanta Braves be called America's team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, you know, Atlanta had the superstation. And, you know, like I said, met a guy. He was from somewhere in the Midwest, upper Midwest, Montana, some gay-ass place like that. And he was a Braves fan. I was like, how the fuck do you like the Braves? You live with that? He was like, well, shit. Only thing we used to have on TV was the Braves. And I just, as growing up, I just became a Braves fan. And he, you know, and I was like, damn, that's some real shit, you know.
That's how it goes. Shit.
Kind of like somebody.
Yeah.
Who else we got on the list? We got Brandon Whedon, the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, who is supposedly going to take
out. He's like 40.
Huh? Yeah. he's like 40. Fucking 29 and got drafted. Apparently, he's having issues fumbling the snap because he played the spread offense, so he didn't take the ball from center. So this fool already can't take a snap. This is number 22 pick, their second first round pick of the draft. And he was supposed to replace.
My solution to that is Cleveland Browns, stop being fucking dinosaurs. Run the red like everybody else does. Help out your quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Evolve with time. Get out of that eye form. Get out of that, man. Let the man take snaps on from the shotgun. I mean, the NFL, they're slowly changing with the new. I see more of the college game coming into the NFL. And, you know, I'm starting to like that. And so you might as well. What's the problem?
How the fuck are these going to run the shotgun when they just spent their third or their second pick on Richardson? You're not going to run the spread.
Oh, I mean, I have nothing to do with that.
you can't run the spread. Unless you're going to run the spread and then have a fullback and a running back, and now you're taking away receivers.
You do have a fullback and running back. You got Peyton Hillis and Trent Richardson. I mean, you
Peyton Hillis ain't no fucking fullback.
I've never heard of him.
You never heard of who? First of all, Peyton Hillis is in Kansas City.
Oh, so he's not even in Cleveland anymore.
He's gone.
So they got rid of Peyton Hillis. Wow.
Now it's just Richardson. It's Richardson's job. They when they drafted him, that was it.
What was the last legit good quarterback for Cleveland?
Bernie Kosar. Next question.
Good God. Okay, I'm sorry.
Shit, I'm sitting up here looking. I'm like, you know what? That's sad. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
because they got to do
for
Notre Dame last time, right?
Yeah,
your boys.
Yeah, the nigga whose name I can't remember right now.
Yeah, and they put everything on his shoulders. That shit didn't work out.
Flamed out like a motherfucker. So yeah, they got this issue with him. So now they still don't have a quarterback, the way it looks. And the one that has me smiling the most, Justin Blackmon, wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who should have been a Ram. Got arrested for DUI. This nigga is popped. He don't even have no real money yet. I don't think he's even signed his contract. And he gets popped for DUI. So already, before he gets his contract, you know they're going to put that shit in there. if you have any more issues fucking on, are you going to miss some money or some other shit? He got popped for...
That's ridiculous.
That's a fucking shame. Jacksonville just can't get right.
Hey, man, they should have got the savior, man, but no, they want to be
cheap. Who should they have got?
Tebow.
I was just waiting on them to say it, you know, get it in.
I wasn't going to say it. I just said the savior. Everybody out there knew who I was talking about. But they didn't do it, and now they're going to suffer. Now they're going to suffer.
The guy's going to bring the wrath down on them.
Yep.
But the last time, no, he didn't want to go to Jacksonville.
Tebow would be happy to be anywhere. You understand? He makes the best out of a bad situation, man. He was in fucking Denver, for Pete's sake, man. Now he's in, you know, the biggest shithole of them all, New York.
God, shithole.
Yes. I'm the
shithole.
It is. I mean, have you ever been there? Oh, yeah, you have been there. You've seen it. You witnessed it. You smelled it. You experienced New York, the shithole that it is. I mean,
it's not a shithole. It ain't the best place, but it ain't a shithole.
It's far from the best place. Far from the best place.
Yeah,
shout out to everybody in New York that's making it. You know,
you can't shout out everybody in New York you call where they from a shithole.
They have no choice.
That's a rough one. Keeping it in the NFL, and you know, this is kind of a homer story, sort of, because I set up the goddamn outline, so that's what happens. Apparently, the Rams look like they're moving. There was in the contract they have with the stadium that they signed back in 95, I think is when they first came there, some stupid shit. The contract says that our stadium has to be within the top 10 of the league, or we could fucking break our contract. I don't know how they got that literature in there. This is what they signed. So since then, there have been, what, 10 brand new state-of-the-art stadiums going up, including Jerry Jones' billion-dollar playhouse. So now,
at least 10 stadiums.
Yeah, at least 10
stadiums. That's all I'm laughing about. I was like, with Dallas Stadium, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Dallas is crazy.
New York, San Francisco, that's just off the top of my head.
Phoenix.
Oh my God. Phoenix's stadium. Seattle.
Houston.
Houston Stadium. All these motherfuckers are brand new since the Rams signed this contract. So now, they've been going back and forth with the stadium owners, and the stadium owners are kicking out $124 million proposals. And the Rams are like, no, how about this one? $700 million. Which is basically a rebuild. And, you know, they want all that modern shit. Because the Edward Jones Dome is pretty terrible. It's in a fucked up part of St. Louis downtown, which most downtowns are. And the stadium looks like shit. The reason that this proposal was rejected is because they thought it would take too long, cost too much money, and leave too much downtime. So they can't schedule conventions. Even though they have like two other convention centers right there. But it looks like the Rams are going to move to L.A. because this shit.
Do you think they did it so they could move? You think they did? Because, I mean, that's not like a hot offer. Like,
St. Louis is not. We just put up the new Busch Stadium. And Busch Stadium is one of the oldest stadiums before we rebuilt it. We're not going to spend $700 million on a new stadium for a team that's losing. Let's factor that in. Yeah. That the Rams are losing. Okay? We haven't won shit since 2003. And that was the last time we were decent. So since,
but you know who will be a new stadium for the St. Louis Rams? Los Angeles will.
But, and that's the thing. That's exactly where we're going. Good job, Dave B. It's a good, nice segue. Apparently, L.A. already has a stadium that they built with no team. They said, "Fuck it, we're just going to build this Coliseum, and it's supposedly be up there to rival Jerry Jones Stadium in Dallas."
But I thought California was broke.
Allegedly, well, them weed sales, they were the first one to get their weed, so the weed sales were kicking in like a motherfucker. So my question is, with the Rams looking like they're about to be out of the city, and the Raiders looking like they're about to be out of the city, could L.A. host two NFL teams?
Yes.
Do you think it's probable?
Of course. I mean, yeah, think about it. They did before.
Yeah, but
why can they do it again? I mean,
I see it happening, and I can see. Can you imagine having 16 home games in your city? 16 home football games.
Plus USC.
Oh my God, that shit is crazy. That's a lot of motherfucking money to be made.
I mean, they just did it with the Staples Center, right?
Yep.
I mean, not with football teams, but you know, with two, like that Staples Center was like going back, like every day with something jumping, right? Yeah.
They had two in one day.
One day, they had a hockey game the next day, and they had a concert the day after that.
Hey, it was doing it up,
so
man.
I think this shit's possible. Not only that, I think it's a good look for the league.
So let me ask you questions. Are you a L.A. Rams fan
I'll be
now?
Going to LA.
Yeah.
I'll be going to L.A. with the Rams. That's how it goes.
Wow.
That's how it goes. It'll be rough, but that's where I go. I mean, it's just going to be playing that fucking market and seeing all those whack-ass games, and it'll be odd. But it makes more sense because they never realigned
but
anyway.
I mean,
so
playoffs. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you'll be going back to L.A. Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, you got to understand they got the Los Angeles Temptation in L.A. too.
The fuck is the Temptation?
That's the lingerie football.
Hey, this nigga here. don't knock the LFL
hey,
boy.
They be playing.
Yeah. I would pay to see that, man. Like,
you
real.
Probably
like,
get a ticket
maybe
if
hit.
You go to Hooters. You probably get a ticket for free.
Speaking of Hooters, we went there Friday. Me, my wife, and the kids. We went to Hooters.
Days when men can get their girls to go to Hooters. I'm always.
My wife is she one. She likes the Hooters wings.
Really?
And so she was just like, because this is the second time me and her went. The first time we went, some of the shittiest service I've ever had in my life. And because I went with my. But this the second time we went. I had the kids with me, and the waitress, she was cool, and, you know, the food was good. You know, the wings, Hooters barbecue wings, they got to be breaded, though. You get them breaded with the barbecue sauce on them, oh, my goodness. Off the chain. Off the chain.
Hey, why did you shit on Tisha Marie, the chick, the server I bang up who plays on one of the teams?
Why do
you? You was like, she must be on the bench or some shit. Then you say some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These chicks, because these chicks don't look like none of the ones that be playing on TV, man. I was just like, nah, these ain't none of the girls that actually get in the game.
Of course, a playboy ain't going to get the one that's bruised up and got,
yeah,
you know.
They need to, somebody like, need know. To do a feature on that girl, the Tank. That motherfucker's a beast with her big Amazon ass.
Yes, sir. But yeah. Yeah, but my son, he had a ball. He even asked me to buy him a Hooters magazine on the way out. I told him no.
God damn. Well, that's one you ain't got to worry about then. It sounds like he's in the fold.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because he was just like, these girls do wear some tight clothes up in here, don't they? I was like, what girls are you talking about? The waitresses. I mean, then the shorts all short. I said, oh, okay. I said, you know, I was in there just, you know, it was a little heat check, you know, make sure everything was all right.
Whoa, how big as fuck? I just saw the chick Tank. She's big as
that's
shit.
That's a big bitch, dog.
She's tall as hell.
You
got to
see her run.
And she's running
she
over
runs through niggas, dog. I love watching her run.
Wow, I'm sorry about that, Jaren. Go ahead, though.
Oh, no problem, man. But yeah, man, Hooters is a great place to go. Man. You need to
we
check
need
it
to
out.
Get
the barbecue wings.
We need to get a black version of Hooters. I heard there was one before. It was called Ass or some shit like that, a Buns or some shit.
Well, it's an all-black one downtown.
Nah, I'm talking about you, niggas like ass. That's what I'm talking
oh,
about.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Nah, I wouldn't eat there. I'm sorry. I couldn't eat there.
Why?
I just, you know, I mean, I just have like some vision of the guy that's back there cooking my food, his old perv. Because one, you're a cook at a place that girls walk around with their asses hanging out. And I'm sure, you know, you flipping a burger patty, you know, smack the girl in the ass with a spatula. And who knows what kind of dirty, I'm sorry, I couldn't eat that. I mean, girl, ass too big. I just, no, I don't want my ass and food in the same place at the same time.
What's going on right now?
I'm an ass man, but I just don't want around my food. I mean, it's just like, you know, I'm like.
Not walking around with the asshole out.
I'm like, girl, your booty cheeks just rubbed against my plate, man. I'm like, yeah, I mean,
Hooters wears the shortest shorts in the game now. And all camel
they have pantyhose
and all
on.
Camel toe.
Yeah, and they have pantyhose on.
Okay,
them.
Well, they can have
I don't eat in a strip club either, so I get it. I don't eat in a strip club.
Those are naked bitches. I can't believe y'all are abandoning the asses restaurant when y'all eat at Hooters. I don't understand.
I'm not listening. I'm not abandoning it. I would love to see it, but I just would never eat. I'm good. I would go there all the time and watch the games, play the little trivia and all that, but I'm not eating nothing. I'm not eating nothing. Sorry.
So what if they had the same uniform that Hooters has, and it's just called asses?
It's just too big. I'm sorry, man. I just, you know, the girl ass is too big. I know how stupid niggas get when big asses go around, and I just don't think that'd be sanitary. There's too much ass around there. I'm sorry, man.
Stop. I,
yeah.
Hey, speaking of ass,
go ahead, bro.
Now, just speaking of ads in the forums, it's a video of Vanity Wonder. I don't know if y'all talked about it, but she has a big ass. She actually talks about her butt injections and how they hurt like hell.
Oh, I don't want to talk to her. She has injections. Next.
No, I'm just saying. No, I've never heard a girl who's been. She's like currently. You know, she's. You see, I've seen that shit before. I've never heard a girl who's in the game talk about ass injections. And it's just funny hearing them talk about. She said it hurts so much, and you know what I'm saying. And you like, damn, you know.
We need to do a whole episode, you know, of the Frocast on the shit that women do for other women. Cause niggas,
yeah.
We never asked a chick to get no ass injections. We didn't ask no chick to get no fake titties. Look, Capri Styles had the smallest titties in the game. And niggas was going, God,
niggas was going, Capri Styles.
You know what I'm saying? She had a chest like a 10-year-old boy. Niggas didn't care because that ass was right.
But she, well, you know, that shit changed now.
Of course, and why did it change? Because she wanted to change it. Niggas didn't care.
Yeah, because she got ass and ass implants.
She got ass implants?
Yes. I was about to say, that's the reason why I know who she is now. Because she wasn't on my radar at first. I was just like, that's skinny, bro.
She can make it clap now.
When did she do that?
She got thick. In the last 3 years, maybe. I ain't watched porn.
Because she had left about like a year or so. And then she came back. I was like, "What? Who the fuck is this bitch?"
Yeah, because I was just like, yo.
I saw them tattoos. I'm like, what the fuck? I said,
oh, that girl had the tattoos with the little Chinese lady used to be skinny. I said, what happened? Yeah. And it got thick. It's a scene of her and what scene was it? Her and what's the dude name? Shawn Michaels? No, was it Shawn Michaels?
I wasn't Shawn Michaels. Well, probably so because he done came.
No. It was the other dude, the other bald head black guy. What's his name?
Not Mr. I'm talking about Nat Turner.
No, the black dude act like a white.
Mr.
Dude.
Marcus, Mr. No. Mark Nat Turner, Justin Slayer.
No, the one like white dude, man. You know who I'm talking about?
He's not. He bald headed now.
What's his name? Lex Steel, man.
Lex Steel. I think talking about what's the other guy name? What's the other guy name? The corniest white guy I know.
The black dude guy that got locks?
Oh, you talking about Jack Napier.
Jack Napier.
Jack
Napier is
a corny motherfucker.
No, like, I'm on all this whole conversation.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
What the fuck else can you do but talk about people that are...
I mean, we ain't mentioned no chick's name. We been talking all dudes.
Hey, hold on. Let's clear it out. The freestyles.
Yes. Melody Nakai, Red Passion, aka Bootylicious.
Hey, before we go into sports, let me ask you a question. Did y'all find it weird sometimes when you see a girl and she's drop dead gorgeous, like on the internet, whatever. And she does porn. That still freaks me out sometimes. It's like I ain't talking about bitches that be like.
See, now go ahead. But when I said this before, Germ got on my head about saying this. Pause.
Okay. No, you know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes you see girls and they like a drop dead gorgeous. Like I ain't talking about like they could be like a legit model somewhere.
Like tell you.
But the porn, it always blows my fucking mind.
Like old girl that had the Africa tattoo on her butt, man.
Michelle Tucker.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
I would rescue her, man. I'm telling
you. Now, listen, when I said this shit, Jeremy, you was all like, you be the kind of motherfucker that'll wife him up. You be like, oh, you know you ain't got to do this, right?
I mean, it's all right, man. I say anything for the joke right then and there. So don't take it personal, man. I say anything for right then and there. I would throw anybody a joke, I mean, at that time and place. Like, just like today. I mean, last night I was watching the game, and you know, even though Easy told me this about Mama Easy a long time ago, I threw it on Twitter last night. When Ray Allen shot that shot, I said, "Yeah, funny how my dude said she used to shoot like." like
Ray God, Allen. Nigga, Jerry Ray, shit. So this was a post on that site that we saw. Let's get the question in since we're talking about porn. Name three porn stars that you would wife up.
Go first, Easy, because I know mine.
Yeah, Michelle. I think that's it. I think Michelle Tucker might be the only one, because she don't even do porn no more. She's got a regular job.
Yeah, she tried to be a firefighter and all that, but it didn't work out for her. She went back to college and all that good stuff.
Now, you know what? Now, a lot of them Brazilian chicks, they're gorgeous, but they nasty as shit.
Yeah,
So, I'm sure...
They're doing porn.
Exactly. No, in a third world country too. Come on now.
Yeah, those Brazilian chicks, they like, first of all,
I mean, they all outside. They might get by bit by mosquitoes.
I can't watch Brazilian porn. Shout out to any Brazilians that's listening to it. But y'all porn stars, them motherfucking snatches be looking like Rice Krispie treats and shit. They be having the occasional
pump. What's my girl name? What's my girl name? Joyce Oliveira. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And you know, we were talking about Capri Styles. When Capri Styles was like skinny, I liked her because I felt that she could just do it. She like go to extra mile because she's skinny. Yeah. But like, I have a problem with, and I'm gonna pause on this, but this is about women and porn. I have a problem with easy anal. Now, when I say easy anal, I have a problem with the anal just going too easy. You know, and the Brazilian chicks, they just like bend over, put like no spit. It ain't just that fast. Anal is going on. I'm like, God damn. Like, that, your asshole is gone. Like my boy Jerry said back in there about the chick you work at Sound Club, her O-ring is just fucked up. Her O-ring fell out.
So you're not. What's the girl name? Aurora Jolie? Is that her name? All anal?
Yes.
Oh my God, Aurora Jolie. Then Questlove talking about like, and nigga thought he just did he hip and wife up or some shit like
he
that.
He was. He's talking about how smart she was and people don't understand. I'm like, nigga, get it, man. What? Oh my goodness. Stop it,
that's
dude.
That's what I'm talking about. So that would be his one. That would be his one.
Yes, that would be his one. Yeah, you're right. But but
that doesn't stop anything, because if you're talking to Aurora Jolie and she'd be like, hey, you know, before we start dating, let me tell you, I used to do porn. He's like, oh, damn, really? She said, but no, it's different. It's all anal. That shit don't make nothing no better.
Yeah, it don't make it no better at all. Especially because not only did she used to do porn, and she used to do anal, she was like the anal porn spokesperson. That motherfucker, if you put in anal porn, she's probably the first 10 searches.
That's all pop.
So Tucker's your only one?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Tell you, y'all got any. Tucker's my only one.
This nigga lying, man. This nigga is lying, bro. But anyway, I'm sure
I got thousand more. Oh, I used to like Sky Black back in the day. Go ahead, though.
Until she did that GG scene. But anyway.
That was it.
My number one would be Pinky. I would seriously take her. I mean.
Good God.
Can I ask you something about Pinky? Why is her ass never tan? It always looks like she got on some. Pants? It always looks like she got on some pink briefs or some shit.
Listen, Pinky is the shit. I can't say nothing. Right. Anyway, Pinky.
Her arms are really short too. Can't she wipe her ass?
She first started.
She's really short.
He said, "Can she wipe her ass?" Are you talking about Pinky when she first started, or thick ass Pinky?
I'm talking about Pinky. All the Pinky. Anyway, all the Pinky. I like. You know, I used to be a big fan of the cankled out Pinky.
Her ankle like a thigh.
And then, you know, the new Pinky. I'm a fan of all the Pinky. I like the Pinky with the black hair. I like the Pinky with the pink hair, the red hair, whatever. I like all the Pinky. I'm a big Pinky
fan. I still feel Pinky got some sort of STD. I'm not sure what it is.
The odds got to be in her favor of her having
it. Cause she been going condom. She been fucking bras and going condom for a long time.
Yes, yeah, but that's probably the only one. I don't think it'd be three.
Luscious Lewis?
Nah, she'd be my side bitch.
You just said Michelle Tucker.
Well, okay, her and Pinky would be like the only two that I would seriously, you know, have. And like Luscious Lewis be my baby mom. They'd be like, oh yeah, I got a baby mom. You know.
Italia Blue.
Fat or skinny Italia Blue. Which
shit,
one?
Both of them motherfuckers was dope to me. Probably skinny though. Okay. If I had my preference, I'd probably say skinny. Only because it was some extra.
I forgot one.
Go ahead.
Lexi,
I forgot about Lexi Cruz. Shout out
Lexi. Lexi's a bad motherfucker.
But she lazy as shit though. She is so fucking lazy.
She look good sitting there looking.
She's
lazy.
She's lazy depending on who
she's
fucking.
Like, but you got to admit, dog. She's lazy
whoever she fucking is, all right. I mean, once Justin Slade was like, come on, girl, now you ain't gonna do this bullshit today. I said, oh, she called out.
I just seen it. Maybe I saw her after they had that talk. Cause I seen it with a couple with Slade where she was working.
Yeah, he make her. He was like, look, girl, you going to, I mean, but Slayer, no homo, he brings the best out of all his people he worked with, man. You know, not saying like what he do is art or nothing like none of that shit, but, you know, I'm just saying, he puts up a good scene. Him, between him and Wesley Pipes, some like my favorite
actors. Niggas hate Wesley Pipes, though.
I like him, but he's hilarious. He had me rolling. Like,
but they say you never supposed to take the focus off the girl. He does that, though.
Right? I mean, but he makes it. He brings it, like, on some comedy. Like, when he told the girl, he was like, yo, girl, he's a bite down on this shit. He's a lockdown on this shit like a pit bull, girl. I was like, oh, this nigga told the girl. Then he told her, he's like, fuck me, bitch. He said, fuck me like I'm your baby daddy. I was like,
is Pipes the nigga with the locks? That always saying stupid shit.
No, he the bald head nigga look like Tupac. He the bald head.
Oh, the thug
with
nigga.
With a gun tattooed.
Yeah,
that nigga is.
He's also ex-blood. He's also ex-blood gang member, too.
The first scene I saw him in, I thought he was raping the chick because the chick he was having sex with, she didn't speak no English. And it was like in a hotel room. And he was just the way he was going. I was like, yo, I swear. After me and my boy watched it, I was like, yo, I think this nigga just raped this girl. We just watched this shit. Because she didn't know what was going on because she wasn't saying nothing. And he was just doing all that talking and talking trash. And then, you know, he got a signature move called the, what's it called?
Don't do that. The hot dog shit. I don't want
to hear that. The dick dog. That's what it's called.
I don't hear about that shit.
Because one time he was doing the scene with this one girl. He's like, you know what this move called? And the girl's like, yeah, it's called dick dog. He said, well, now I'm doing it to you. Like, dude, I was just like,
that nigga anyways. And the one nigga from New York with the locks who always wear the wristband and the sunglasses. I can't think of his fucking name. Not Byron Long. But that nigga be saying some whacked out shit. He be howling and shit.
You talking about the other nigga? Okay, yeah.
He be howling and shit.
I thought he said some gay shit. I thought he said nigga crooked dick.
I did.
You're not gonna pause that shit up at all?
I mean, you said it too, so you know, you just pause for all of us.
Anyway,
yeah,
pausing for
that nigga be saying some bullshit. But who else? I got Italia Blue. I got Capri Styles, and
really,
I thought Capri Styles was dope.
I think she, See, it's I'm sorry. Who the third one?
Probably the chick Samaya. I've only seen her in one flick.
She's
a black chick. She was in this flick with Jack Napier's punk ass. And that's the only time I've seen her. So that would be
Is Jay still locked up?
Who knows, man? That nigga probably addicted to heroin somewhere.
You know, it's weird. I don't know. I would like to say that it's funny though, and this is a pause already. It's funny that like a lot of these old niggas, they was out the game until Viagra came back. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
Because like Shawn, like I said, they was out the game until Viagra. Because I remember the first points I saw was Shawn Michaels in it. It's like, you know, Shawn Michaels in it with a damn Jordan jersey on, fucking. That was like, I had to been like all bit of 12, and he was gone. Now he's back. Everywhere now, cause Viagra. You just hate Viagra now. You may go blind, but you'll be working them. So it's weird.
I guess.
I'm sorry.
They don't do what they got to do to stay in the game.
This show just got derailed.
Right. So, well, you know what? We can make a segue because this might be a venture for your boy T.O. T.O. just got cut from the Allen Wranglers, and maybe he want to think about porn. I mean, the nigga ain't doing shit else. Apparently, with his indoor arena league team. This nigga decides not to show up to two games and not show up for a charity event and got cut. He also said that he wants $160,000 for them humiliating him or he'll sue. Do y'all think it's open for T.O.?
They don't got $160,000.
I'm pretty sure they don't.
Yeah, it's a wrap. This nigga done went like Stephon Marbury route in the NFL and he's done. You're done. I mean, if you had two good knees, you might have a leg to stand on, but with you having a bum knee, nah, T.O., you're done. Your antics, Ocho Cinco, take notes. This is your career coming up right here. Ocho, this is you. So if you're hearing this Ocho Cinco, this is what you have to look forward to. So I suggest you learn the playbook in New England and try to stay there a couple years, okay?
It's also funny that, like, talent, you're only good at your talent because I think about Randy Moss. He probably gonna get signed. Did he already sign?
He already signed. This is San Francisco.
San Francisco.
What? Yeah, they got 90 receivers. They have 90 receivers.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they gonna get a quarterback throwing the ball?
They got Alex Smith.
Aaron Rodgers. Not Aaron Rodgers. Alex Smith. I'm sorry. Alex Smith.
Oh, okay. Like I said, when they gonna get a quarterback throwing the ball?
Well, you got that many receivers here.
You got 19 receivers, dog. You can find one of them, especially with Randy Moss.
But I'm just saying, I'm sure T.O. is hoping Randy Moss do good, though. If Randy Moss do good, he may get another chance. But it's just...
It doesn't matter. Because the thing with T.O. that Randy Moss didn't have is that Randy Moss doesn't fuck up a team. T.O. already had that stigma along with him. And now it looks like his skills have dissipated. And he got kicked out. He got cut by Arena League team. Just, okay, the fact that you have T.O. on your team has to help you sell tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You cut that nigga.
Yeah. But if he ain't playing, you can't sell tickets. You ain't playing, though.
Yeah, I don't know where he got. First of all, I don't know where he got the audacity to miss games to the only team that gave him a job. I don't really give a fuck what you got going on. Show up, especially if you're trying to get back in the league. But then you miss the games and a charity event, so now you costing the team money. Yeah, you gotta go, bro. And ain't nobody gonna take a shot on that.
He like a real life Kenny Powers and shit.
This nigga's a loser, man. It's over. And I fight a lot with folks that like T.O. because his attitude is so deplorable. Y'all act like this shit don't matter. T.O. fans, y'all might as well get, you know, ready to wait to see if he gets into the Hall of Fame in 5 years, because this shit's over. He's not saying it. You think he's going to not make the Hall of Fame?
Not the first 2-3 times he goes up.
He's going to make it, though. He's one of the best seasons. At least the top 20? Maybe top 10.
It's a lot of good receivers not in the Hall of Fame, nigga.
How many of them checking on the list of touchdowns?
Art Monk ever get in there?
Art Monk's in the Hall of Fame.
Andre Reed. Gary Clark.
How many of them are second on the list of touchdowns is what I said.
T.O.'s not second on the list of touchdowns, is he?
I thought you said Andre Rison for a second. I'm like, what the fuck?
T.O.?
T.O. is second for receivers after Jerry Rice. He was tied with Moss for a minute, and then...
Get the fuck out of here.
How is Moss not ahead of him, though?
That's what I'm just thinking. Like, Saul Wright got these. Hey, go to Wikipedia, Saul Wright.
Let me know if I'm wrong. Go to it right now. Let me know if I'm wrong. Terrell Owens was second on the list.
I don't know about that. If he's not second of all time?
For receivers. If he's not second, he's third. The nigga's top three.
Yeah, but he can't. But I thought, didn't Moss just get that, though?
When? He was out for the last 2 years or last year.
No, I'm saying when he was with Pager, I thought he just, you know, killed that though, right?
That was older shit.
No, I'm saying this. Well, I'm looking at maybe old because they got Randy Moss. Yeah, you're right though. You're right. Because I'm looking at something old and they were tied for 143 then. They were tied for 5th and 6th at 143 then, and that was like a couple of years ago. So, yeah, now he is, because it's like him, Emmitt Smith, Adanian Thomason, Marcus Allen, Terrell Owens, Randy Moss.
Chris Carter not in the league.
Chris Carter number 8.
He number 4.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for all-time touchdown leagues. I'm sorry about that, sir.
Yeah, so.
Marvin Harrison gonna make it to the Hall of Fame.
Don't he have a gun situation that's currently pending?
That nigga got a murder. That nigga got a murder on his damn.
He's still gonna make
that
it though.
That nigga's not gonna make the Hall of Fame with a murder on his bracket, dog. It's not.
I think he will.
Unless they clear over that charge, nigga, he's not going to the Hall of Fame as a.
Yeah, I think about Marvin Harrison, and he was so quiet for a long time. Like, you know, he wasn't then causing no trouble, and all of a sudden,
he got a body.
Payne got hurt, started leaving. Like, and then, I'm sorry, no, he didn't go back to the team.
Yeah, after they let his ass go, that nigga killed somebody. That's what happened.
Like, yup.
I mean, he from Philly now. Let's not get it twisted.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, all that, yeah.
It's T.O., good luck, nigga. I don't know what else to tell you, bro.
Yeah.
This shit's over. You fucked over your chance. I still think he'll make it in the Hall of Fame. If he don't do shit else, if he stops doing Jerry Springer and shit, whatever the fuck he was on, Mari Povich, If he stopped doing that shit and stopped fucking up his name, he could get on. Dr. Phil. He can get in.
Yeah, I don't know why he got Dr. Phil. Why would he on Dr. Phil with damn three of your baby mamas? You know they gonna gang and get your ass.
Hey, speaking of The Walking Dead, since we're talking about
T.O.,
did y'all see that prank that somebody in Miami pulled where they were dressed up like a zombie and they was going around to like all the black neighborhoods and like scaring, you know, seeing the niggas run? Did y'all see that shit?
Nah, I didn't see it. No. I saw people talking about
that. Oh my God. That video is so fucking funny. I mean, because it's surprising that he didn't get killed.
He didn't get killed.
But he got jumped at the end because he ran up on a basketball court. And it was like about 10 niggas. And then like one nigga was like, hold on, it's just one zombie. And it's 10 of us. Let's jump this nigga. And so they started chasing him, and the video went off. And, you know, he said, you know, he got roughed up a little bit at the end. But, I mean, if you have a chance, everybody watch it. It's a zombie prank in Miami. I think that might be the name of it. But hilarious video.
It'll be at the forums by the time y'all hear this broadcast. We'll post it up in the forums.
Yes.
So we're getting close to the 2-hour mark here. Let's wrap up. It looks like we're going to have an all sports episode.
We got a question in. A lady. We got a for the real nigga quote. So if, whenever you want to, you know, we can do that.
Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and hit that.
No cup, no canes, no capes, just gay. No cup, no canes, no capes, just gay.
Misconception, though. Folk really think I'm stupid, hell. I like that too.
I'm gonna keep it real. Usually I keep it, you know, when you see me in the white tee, it's because, you know, that's just that hood in me. You know what I'm saying? I could have put on the nicest shirt, but fuck it.
Okay, well, the first thing, I don't care about no recognition and all that. I want some money. You know what I'm saying? Keep your recognition. I ain't like all these dudes who are up here tap dancing and bootlegging and square bopping. I'm about the money.
All right, now the question we got in today is from, let me pull it up because they emailed it to me personally. It says, hi, King Germ. My live-in boyfriend is addicted to video games. I can't compete with him in his games. He don't want to have sex, don't want to go places. He just wants to play the game. I have considered throwing his game away while he is at work, but I don't know what he'll do. I've tried everything. I even walked in front of him with some sexy stuff while he was playing, and he told me to move. Is he gay? Help. Annoyed in Annapolis. Yeah. Well, Annoyed in Annapolis, to answer your first question, yes, your boyfriend is gay. there's no way in the world you a lady and be playing a game, and she walks in front of you with some sexy stuff, and he tells you to move. Now, either that your body's not that good and he's not that into you. I mean, we're going to need pictures of what you look like annoyed in this for me to give you a 100% answer. But as far as I'm saying, don't throw the game away. He might kill you. You know, I hate to give you bad advice about that. Because men, they do lose it about the video game systems. I've seen little kids get injured because of the games. And so I wouldn't suggest that. But he may be gay. I mean, he just might not. What games does he play? Is he playing something like World of Warcraft or some bullshit like that? I mean, it all depends. If it's Madden, you know, he's probably not gay. He's just probably not into you. Call of Duty, same thing. But, just try. I mean, it's all right. You're a big video game player. What would you suggest?
Nigga, I have never turned down pussy for a video game. There's a pause feature and an off button. Mm-hmm. Either one of them motherfuckers work. The only time that you get me turning down sex is if it's a playoff game or world championship game and it's one of my home teams. Other than that, I'm on it. Because I can record everything else and I can pause or cut off everything else. So, yeah, that nigga's gay. My advice to you would be to holler at Be Easy is a single one on the staff. You should holler at Be Easy if you have sex that you're trying to give away. Mm-hmm. You can reach Be Easy in Atlanta. Or you could post up, join Nappy Afro, and get on the forums. And find you another man that's not gay or retarded.
Yeah, let a live nigga handle that.
You know, and the pause feature worked good because I paused the game by accident, went to work, came back. Why is my Xbox still on? Oh, shit, and the shit's still on.
Yeah.
So it's really no excuse at this point. It's no excuse at this point.
So like I said, either A, he's gay, B, he's not into you, or C, you just need a real live nigga. Turn the game off while he's playing.
I don't even like B.
You only like B?
You're talking about sex here. We're not talking about going out in public. We're talking about fucking. We all got some skeletons in our closet, some ugly bugaboos in that bitch. If you're at my house and you offer sex, I'm probably fucking. So yeah, he's into you enough to cut off a game. He should be into any woman enough to cut off a game.
Yeah.
And that's not even a shot at Michael A. Smith, who turned down Jemele Hill's request for a date because he was in a Madden franchise.
But he was also, but you didn't see that video? She's like lightweight salty.
She's
about
still
that.
Mad about
like,
that shit.
I mean, but they say it was a while back, but I believe it was recently.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I ain't no way in the world. I believe it was recently. And he like, look, babe, I just got married. I got kids. And, you know, and then she pulling the stuff out on TV doing that. I was just like, wow.
Still working together. Like, she fucking up the home right there.
But she went about the wrong way because she looked like the kind of girl that wants to play Madden with you anyway. Like, she, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Jemele Hill, I walk in her house and she got her Madden going on. You know, what's going on? She's like, shit, nothing, man. Just here. You know, I mean, or, you know, she's like, oh, I got next. I mean, I could just see her like that, but,
funny. That's some wild shit. And y'all heard at the intro, we started out with the last piece of news information here. Your boy Brian McKnight is back in the news for penning another song, another sexy song. And since I started the show, I thought we should talk about it at the end. This nigga just did a YouPorn anthem. Did y'all? This shit.
official
anthem. So, because he did that anthem and because he did Show Me How Your Pussy Works, he's been getting a lot of criticism on the net. So then this nigga put on his hoodie and got gangster for a minute and took shots at Chris Brown, R. Kelly, and Money Mayweather on Twitter. He said, since I'm getting so many suggestions, maybe y'all should help me with what I should do next. I'm thinking of renting a Lambo and beating the shit out of my girl. Niggas got mad about that. Then he said, maybe I should have sex with a 14-year-old and film it. Then this nigga said, or maybe I should let the court system let me make $35 million before I do my 87 days in private cell for domestic abuse.
Yeah, that shot at Mayweather for no reason.
Because
he just
whooped his girl's ass. And was allowed
it's kind of weird, though. And I don't know. That's weird. It's weird. I don't know.
So shout out to
Brian. I don't know. I think they call it midlife crisis, by the way. That's what he's going through, I think.
I mean, he's a singer that's, you know, talking about sex inadvertently most of the time anyway. You know, so fuck it. I wouldn't make no YouPorn.
Yeah, but how many? Exactly. I don't think YouPorn is good for any singer. I mean, any singer with a viable career. Who the fuck does YouPorn?
Do they have memberships? Maybe he's getting a nice little chunk of change.
Yeah, they gave him something now because YouPorn, besides advertising, I mean, all of them got those premium accounts.
Yeah, I guess so. So, you know, shout out to Brian McKnight and his gangster. And that's how we end the show. I mean, that's the only appropriate way to end this episode where we're talking about porn and everything else. So. We got the sports back in. We talked about some sports. We got any shout outs before we hit the.
Y'all, on a shout out to my nigga Governor.L. You didn't make the show this week, but you will be on the show next week, Governor.L. Niaga, you going to make it,
Jesus
son.
Jesus Christ.
Fayetteville, stand up. We're going to show you the other side of Ville, baby. That's how we do it.
Yeah, so that's happening next week. We're also next week, we're going to talk about the 80s. So, you motherfuckers, I always want to talk about your era was the best. We're going to talk about the 80s. We're going to get it in talking about cartoons and clothing and all that other bullshit. And that's when the fuck we grew up. And then, you know, maybe later we'll hit the high school shit up. But we're going to talk about the 80s for episode 33. This has been episode 32. Be easy. You got any shout outs?
No.
So, that's how we ended the fucking show. It's Frocast episode 32. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka Who Gives a Fuck, sitting here with Mike Awesome, the Fat Chick Thriller, and King Germ, no aka Mr. No Days Off. And we're out. We'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.
Young Barry White.
NappyAfro.com.